Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples for God's glory. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. At Harvest, we are currently involved in a wonderful prayer emphasis, the 40 Days of Prayer. This year's theme is learning how to pray for others more biblically as we dive into the New Testament letter of Colossians. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber talks with some harvesters who helped create the prayer guide for week 2 of the 40 days, January 8th through the 14th, to help prepare all of us for a special week of praying alone and with others.
Thanks, Liz. It is great to go into week 2. We're excited about what happened last week in the 40 days of prayer. Now we come into week 2. It's Colossians 1:24 up to 2:5. And one of the beautiful things for me as the pastor of this church when we talk about the 40 days of prayer is seeing all the people that help out to make this possible. So with me today on the podcast, we have Will Cavanaugh, who was one of the Bible study writers. And we have Amy Granada, again, who was writing for our family discipleship. So, Will, we're glad that you're here with us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Amy, great to have you back again.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, so, Will, let's think through or help people think through about this passage a little bit. And I would just want to remind everybody that this week, the one main thing that we're trying to pray for is that other believers will share the riches and glory of Christ with others. You know, that they'll warn them, they'll work through God's power to help disciple them. That's what disciple making is all about. So you wrote and studied for this, Will. As you were working through that, what were some of the things that really stood out to you?
Yeah, for me, you know, I think we saw in Colossians 1:26, Paul refers to this mystery, this great mystery that we're going to read and learn more about. And really, it's just the reality and knowledge of this mystery that drives and drove everything that that Paul did, the way he lives his life, you know, the suffering that he went through, the philosophy of disciple making. So I would say to me, like, that's the one thing that really stood out, is just how this truth of Jesus, the knowledge of the gospel, it drives everything we do, and you know, Christ equips us as we do this in our lives.
Yeah. Now I didn't prep you for this ahead of time, but I know what your heart is. So I'd like to ask you about disciple making itself. Like, that's a term that we use. What would be a simple definition? What does it mean for us to try to make a disciple of somebody?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, at its basic level, it's encouraging someone along in their journey of faith. You know, I think we have the whole spectrum of disciple making, from someone coming to know the Lord and evangelizing to them, but then just playing a part in their role of becoming more and more like Christ while they're here on earth. I think we see in this passage, it's teaching and admonishing, which is, you know, critical portions of it, but it's really stepping in, walking alongside someone and helping them, you know, as we all aim to follow Christ.
And there's not much better that we could do with our life than that, for sure. So most people will hear this podcast at the beginning of the week, week 2, and so they're going to be preparing, like, what's coming this week. You have any tips for what a person could do to, like, get ready for the week and make sure it's the most beneficial to them?
Yeah, I think the thing I've been thinking about, just, you know, pondering this question myself, is just maybe think back on your Christian walk and think about people who have poured into your life, and you know, people who have discipled you, and just think of, you know, the things that they likely went through to play a part in your faith journey. You know, I think all of us here who are believers, you know, first and foremost because of, you know, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and we also had humans who played a part in this. So I would say just think back on your faith walk and your journey, and, you know, thank God for those people who have walked alongside you. Maybe consider some of the things that they did were really exemplary and worth following. And yeah, just prepare your hearts in that way, and maybe ask the Lord, hey, you know, this week, show me, are there people who I can be discipling myself? Is my position where I need to be discipled? Just start thinking about that mindset, and Yeah, I think the Lord will really, really work through that this week.
You know, that might take some of the intimidation out of it, because sometimes we hear the word, like, mm-hmm. disciple making, like, oh, we think, oh, how can I do that? But it doesn't have to be complicated, right?
No, it's living life. It's, you know, as you know, it's following Christ. It's it's just going through the daily things with one another and being there for one another. And I think we'll see through this passage as well, like, praying for one another is such a critical element of that.
Yeah, and we want to make that a key part of our disciple making, is praying for those people, not just the people that, let's say, we're intentionally discipling that are younger in the faith, but all other believers. Mm-hmm. We have groups at Harvest, you know, that hang out together and do this. How about if we move away from the passage a little bit, just in general, thinking about the 40 days of prayer. I'm going to give you a chance to think about that for a minute while I ask Amy to talk about our family discipleship for this week, just in terms of what God might have been teaching you. So, Amy, you did a great job in writing this family discipleship material. What can families expect this week?
This week, in addition to the regular items such as the coloring pages and the memory verses, we have a science experiment, which is really exciting. We're going to make ooblick, which is kind of like slime. And while parents are doing this with their kids, it's a great way to talk about God's power in our lives and resistance, and how even though we can't see God, we know He's there. And this is a great way to disciple your kids in that way. And as Will was saying, oftentimes we think of discipleship as something formal and serious in a plan, but if you have little kids, discipleship can be as simple as acknowledging creation while you're going for a walk outside, or praying for somebody as you fold their laundry, or if you're a mom and you're making dinner, praying for nourishment and thinking of others in the world who might not be as fortunate as you. So we're going to do a science experiment. This week we are going to encourage others by creating cards or pictures and encouraging some believers in our congregation or those we know who might not be able to come to church. We're going to let them know that we remember them and we love them and appreciate them. So we're going to take Paul's model for us, and we're going to simplify it for however old your children are. And as always, you can expand on that depending on the age of your children.
So, Amy, are you saying that you don't think parents should be intimidated about the word discipleship either, but
saying that, yes, but I think as parents, it's very easy to be intimidated by the word discipleship.
Yes.
I know I can be.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be formal. It can be simple. And as you learn and model these things for your children and walk alongside them in doing with them, I think the Holy Spirit will reveal and help you as you continue to do these things.
You know, I think back to my own life. I think my dad, who's in heaven, you know, since 2014, probably influenced me more than anybody else. And I don't know if he ever had like a specific plan. I remember praying. That's the thing I remember the most, just hearing him pray, praying with him. But it was just life,
mm-hmm.
life on life, discipleship. And so, yeah, parents and families hopefully will have a great week with this. So, yeah, Will, what do you think? Outside of this, what is God teaching you about prayer in these days?
Yeah, I think one of the things that just has been a theme in my life is just the importance of praying together. You know, I think a lot of times we think about prayer as a kind of individual, you know, get in a quiet place, and there certainly is that element of it. But especially since being here at Harvest and just having different people in my life, just the power of praying together, knowing that your brothers and sisters are lifting you up, that you're praying for them each day, and just the comfort that brings, knowing we're not in this faith journey alone. You know, when we're going through good times, bad times, as we're aiming to raise and disciple our kids, you know, like, we've got people alongside us who care about us and who are encouraging us in the Lord. So I would say, you know, especially around the 40 days of prayer, you know, last year I tried to intentionally pray with a couple guys a few times throughout the week, and that was just something that was really beneficial and powerful for me, and I'm aiming to do this time around as well. So just, you know, corporately praying with one another, and I think Christ works in us through that in a special way.
Thanks. Those are good words, and those are good words to close this podcast. So, Harvesters, we hope that you have a great week as you pray for other believers to share the riches and glory of Christ with others.
Thanks again for joining us from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our church, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.